We are joined on the line by Labour councillor for the Killarney Municipal District, Councillor Marie Maloney. Marie, good morning and thank you for joining us. First of all, as a representative for Killarney, I just want to ask you about your thoughts about Rory O'Flaherty from Killarney winning a Grammy Award.
Good morning, Tressa, and good morning to all your listeners. Yes, sure, it's fantastic news. Of course, it is down on top of Jessie Buckley's achievements. We're very lucky and very privileged to have such talented people from Killarney, and I think Rory well deserves this award.
And do you think maybe that when the time is right, there might be a civic reception for him or some sort of honour bestowed upon him?
I can't see why not. Of course, we will certainly request one for him. He deserves it. We do every now and again, they do a group of awards in the area, even though we didn't have any now for quite some time. And we're still awaiting a civic award for Jessie Buckley. So, yes, of course, we will look after Rory. We always look after our own.
Wouldn't it be extraordinary for Kerry and for Killarney if February... Rory wins a Grammy Award for the county, for Ireland, for Killarney, from where he grew up, Rory O'Flaherty. And then in March, which isn't too far away at all now, Jessie Buckley makes history by winning a Best Actress Oscar.
Absolutely, she will be floating on here in Killarney with such awards coming. I mean, they're amazing, talented young people, and they absolutely, you know, they've gone out there and they've made good for themselves, and they have portrayed the town very well. So we're very proud of both of them, all of them really, Michael Fassbender as well. We're very lucky to have such talented people.
Now, why I have you on here as well, Marie, and thanks for joining us this morning. News that came true at the end of last week that the Killarney Community Nursing Unit, the long-awaited unit that has been built, has been finally handed over to the HSE. And this information came out after a question from Padraig Rice, who's a Cork South Central TD for the Social Democrats, but is originally from Camp. And the background, as you know only too well, Marie, work on the 130 bed unit, including 30 dementia specific beds, starting in 2022. It has experienced long, long delays, and its construction was part of this. Yes, Marie.
Sorry. You know, I said that's correct. There's been a huge delay in it. And as you know, I have been pushing this at HSC meetings and tabling motions on it. And I'm glad to see the party has got a little bit more info in his replies than I've been getting. That is that the actual building has now been handed over since December to the HSE, which is, I guess, what was holding it up all along. We never got to the root of it to find out what the problems was, that it wasn't being handed over. But anyway, look, it's good news, and I welcome it, but I welcome it with a caution, because I guess we've been welcoming things for quite a while, and it hasn't happened as in that it would open in quarter one of this and the second quarter and the fourth quarter, but nothing has happened. So this is the first absolute movement I can see in the whole project, that that now it's in the hands of the HSE. So we can keep the pressure on the HSE now to make sure that it does open as soon as possible. But there is a lot of work to be done in the meantime as well, because first of all, it has to be registered with HICWA, and I'm
Health
assuming
Information and Quality Authority, yes.
Correct. And I'm assuming that the inspection hasn't taken place yet, but because we haven't been told whether or not it has, but I'm assuming it hasn't been, because it wasn't handed over till December. So I'll be keeping the pressure on them now to get the inspection done as quickly as possible. They haven't given us a lot of details about the logistics of the move, whether it will both facilities in Killarney, the community hospital, and St. Columbanus's, whether the residents of those two facilities will be moving at the same time, whether they'll move one first and wait and move the second one, or they haven't really said whether they have it completely staffed or not to facilitate the move. So they're all questions we still need to get answers to, and they're saying they have to put in equipment into the hospital as well, but they have said that they have made significant progress in recent weeks. So I'm hoping that all these things are now in place, but I will be finding out at our next HSE forum meeting.
And this project in Killarney for the new community nursing unit, which has been delayed, this was part of a nationwide project involving this public-private partnership initiative delivering 7 community nursing units. And they've also, the other projects have also experienced delay. What the HSE has said to us is, obviously, as you highlighted there, about there needs to be HICWA registration. They say remaining equipping is in progress at Killarney and Middleton, and the HICWA registration process has commenced. Workforce planning, and engagement with staff is ongoing at all sites to ensure that the required complement and skill mix of staff will be in place. And HSE South West is working to ensure that residents move into their new homes as soon as possible. And we are committed, says the HSE, to updating residents, staff and their families in relation to the opening dates. The HSE says we will shortly submit our final application for the registration of Killarney Community Nursing Unit to HICWA. And all very positive, but as you said there, a little bit vague.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is positive. I mean, if they are engaging in doing all these projects, and getting them all ready for opening this grade. There are 7 around Ireland, like, and they've all, none of them have opened yet. None of them. One was handed over all right, I think, at the end of last year, and we seem to be the second one now that's handed over. So, look, it seems. It was good news for the country, of course, when they were all announced. But it has been so delayed that people have just got totally, you know, disillusioned with the whole thing and thinking that it will never open. They're looking at a hospital sitting in a field in Killarney, all done, gardens done, everything done, and not opening. I mean, the general public, they don't understand why this is not, these are not opening. What's the delay? A brand new hospital and it's sitting there. And I can understand their frustration, because I'm frustrated myself trying to get answers out of the HSE for the last number of months, as you well know. But look, we just have to hope now that this is the final hurdle and that we'll get over this and get that state-of-the-art community nursing unit open as quickly as possible.
What will it mean for Killarney and the surrounding area when this new community nursing unit finally opens? What will it mean for individuals and their families?
Well, most of the residents will come from the existing facilities who they are already. There is a fierce demand for nursing units and nursing home care in the Killarney area. Some people have to go to Lisdoole and go to Kinmare and things, but The thing is that they will now have a private room. It may not suit everyone, because some people are used to sharing in conversation and things with their roommates within the existing facilities. But anyway, it is going to be a state-of-the-art. It's beautiful. We got a tour of it. I think it was maybe last September, October, 12 months at that stage, thinking that it was coming on stream pretty quickly. But they're beautiful. They're beautiful one-bedroom facilities for each of the residents. So they'll have their own private little room. And then they'll have a communal area. And there is even, I was looking at it, there's even a smoking area for those who smokes outside, and lovely gardens. And, it will be a beautiful facility for them. And hopefully more spaces for people who need it within the community. And now we have to determine what they're going to do fully, because they have given us ideas of what they're going to do with the other two facilities, but nothing has been set in stone just yet. Like, so we need them to tell us exactly, well, if there's going to be a private injuries clinic there. What are they going to do with the two buildings? Have they made plans for that? But I guess they were waiting to get the residents transferred into the new facility first. But they're all questions that I certainly will be asking anyway, as will probably other members of the forum. We'll be keeping the pressure on them to get things done, and done quickly.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking to Councillor Marie Maloney from the Killarney Municipal District about the news that the HSE will shortly submit its final application for the registration of the new Killarney Community Nursing Unit to HICWA, the Health Information Quality and Authority. The project has been beset by delays a long, long time, and work started 4 years ago now, 2022, on the 130-bed unit, including 30 dementia-specific beds. Some hopeful signs there, but as Marie Maloney was saying there, maybe more specifics in relation to timelines maybe are needed.